This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk to people who have been stuck.
Yes.
Stuck in some stupid stuck.
Right.
Somehow stuck. Well, I don't know why you have to come on the air every once in a while and tell people not to do the latest challenge.
Thank you.
But one of the new challenges is, it's called the Chick-fil-A Dare, where you go to Chick-fil-A. And I don't know why it has to be Chick-fil-A, because
okay,
other restaurants have high chairs.
Yeah.
But you go to Chick-fil-A and sit in one of their high chairs.
As an adult?
Yes.
Okay.
And this was like a teenager, so maybe a little more narrow in the hips and could squeeze down into the high chair a little bit, but she got into the high chair. No, can get out.
Like, no, like even the
like
staff couldn't help her.
Nobody could get her out.
What?
To the point they had to call.
No, they
the
did
fire department.
Not.
It doesn't say if they had to like
cut her out.
You would think, right?
What?
Yeah, the firefighters had to take apart the high chair to extricate
that.
Yeah, that word, get out the team. She has bruises from the incident, but now she's been stuck.
Now
in
everyone's trying to copy this now?
Yes, it's a thing. Like, and I guess you're looking for your 15 minutes of fame, so you're like,
are they trying to get stuck or trying to get out?
I think the key is to just get in it and get out, and so like, look how little I am, I fit in a Chick-fil-A. I don't know what the point is. Like, it's my pleasure, I'm in it. Like, I don't know, but like, that's
outside of the bucket for the multiple.
Yeah, when we raise money for the ALS,
yeah,
or whatever.
That one, I think, what's the...
Everyone since then, all the challenges, like, you have just, like, opted out. I was like, no thanks! Where do I send a check?
Exactly.
Because this isn't even raising money for anything. It's just, I guess,
just
keeping the fire department busy.
I don't like that.
Here's the next question I have for you, because you were a juvenile delinquent.
I was.
And you snuck out of your house.
Yes, a lot.
If you were trying to get back in your house, would it ever occur to you, ever, drunk, stoned, whatever, to go through the chimney?
No one.
Short of wearing a big red suit,
you're not doing the chimney. You can't. What? There's no one.
A teenager in Arizona.
Whatever.
Got stuck in the chimney. Now, would you think the teenager stuck in a chimney is a boy or a girl?
Boy.
It's not.
What?
The teen and her friend were locked out of the home and couldn't find any other way inside. So she up on the rooftop and began to try going down the chimney. Okay, next question for you. You're going down the chimney. Head or feet?
Definitely feet.
You got to, right?
Right, definitely.
Even though you want to get through it,
I would still have
you
to.
You cannot go head first.
She really didn't.
I don't. It doesn't say which way she went in, but she immediately got stuck.
Dang.
Had to scream for her friend to call 911. Firefighters arrived a short time later, but she was stuck in there for 90 minutes.
No way. See, I would freak out on that. I would freak out on that part.
Head down. You're gonna have to, like, I'm PTSD. I'm in trouble.
Right.
Even head up, 90 minutes, not being able to move my arms.
See that right there.
I've had an MRI, and I'm like, I don't even care if something's in my brain. I can't do that again.
Dude, my mom tried to swaddle me when I was a baby. Nope, not happening.
No, mom.
Nope.
Your womb was more vast than this.
this.
That is just the echoes of your mom's womb.
Echoes of my mom's womb. It's going to be my autobiography.
I feel like it is. Jeez, mom, you got a big womb. All right, so here's what we want to do. If you've been stuck somewhere, I mean, even if you were stuck in an elevator, or as these people were, stuck in a Chick-fil-A chair or in a chimney, we want to hear where and when you got stuck. A man was trying to escape a prison and got stuck in the bars.
Oh, the actual window bars. Mm-hmm. Huh.
This is weird, but he was able to squeeze his way, sort of way, halfway through the bars of his cell. But he ended up stuck And much like Chimney Girl, he was stuck hanging upside down. And you, like, you're escaping, so you don't want to call for help.
I can't deal with that.
But at the same time, you need help. He tried for as long as he could and was forced to call for help. Laughing guards came to his aid, cut him free, losing a chainsaw, and locked him up again, and he gets to do extra time.
Now, in your neighborhood, Commerce, you guys got a lot of bars.
There's a ton of prisons around me. There's every 5 feet.
All your windows look like prisons. Yeah, so I'm sure
that's
you guys...
Stapleton? No, you're right. There's a lot of places out by us have bars on the here's a dude in Jiangsu.
Pretty name.
Province of China. He got stuck in a toilet.
Okay. Oh, like one of those crazy toilets
He actually dropped his phone inside the toilet. And then I remember reading a book. Was that?
Yeah, I remember I read a book once.
No, it was funny. Like, it's a weird thing because I've only read like 3 books in my life. And it was one of those things you had to read when you were a kid. It was either might have been Old Yeller.
Oh, yeah.
Is that when he got himself a dog to hunt raccoons?
Yeah, and then he ended up having
But to train the dog, he needed a raccoon pelt. So the way you did it is you would take something shiny, put it inside a log.
Dang.
The raccoon would reach in and grab the thing, and then it wouldn't let go. And then it'd pull its hand out, and it'd be stuck because the hole was just big enough.
Yes.
That's what happened to this dude. He reaches his hand down in the toilet, which it fits, but then as soon as he clutches his cell phone...
Oh, you're right.
He can't get it.
He can pull it out if he lets go of the cell phone.
But who's going to let go of their cell phone?
Well...
His entire arm was submerged up to the shoulder in the drain.
No!
And when the workers finally came to get him out, they had only one choice.
Oh.
They had to break the porcelain. It was like, bam! Break the whole thing. Now... I mean, you have your phone, but
why do you want to use that phone? Right, exactly.
It's been in the
poo water
for a bit. The last person who got stuck, and we talked about this story when it happened, a guy got his electric wheelchair lodged in the grill of a semi.
That was crazy.
And he was pushed down the highway, not for feet, 4 miles at about 50 miles an hour.
I can't imagine, right?
It's like they were crossing the street, light turns green, semi goes, he can't see him.
Can't see down there.
And it's just...
Hello?
Yeah. Motorists eventually called the police on their cell phone and said, there's a dude stuck on the front of that semi. All right, so we're taking your stories as well. Where and when did you get stuck? DJ?
Yeah.
Stuck, what do you got?
Okay. When I was 17, on Friday the 13th, my friend and I decided to go mudding, you know, like, and water and stuff in the mountains.
Mudding.
I love that you're acting like you would even do it. Steve, you wash your hands when you touch a dog. like the idea of you going, like, let's go get dirty. And you also wash your car like 3 times a day.
No, I'm not I'm not a good mudder.
You're like, yeah, hell yeah. Do it all the time.
No.
Anyway, back to you, DJ, and Steve's lie. Happened?
So we drove up to Red Feather, and we ended up getting stuck when we got there, like in the river. Luckily, some guys drove by, and they tried to help us by pulling us out, but the chain snapped off of our truck and broke, like, and shattered their taillight and their bumper. So we had to sleep in the flooded truck that night. And then walk 9 miles to some town in Wyoming the next morning.
Yeah.
And then when we finally made it back, those same people had come back and slashed all of his tires since, like, we broke his taillight. We didn't make it back home to Greeley for, like, a day and a half.
That's why I don't mud.
That's right. I knew there was a reason. It's not the mud. It's the tire slashing weirdos.
It's all that.
What? Like, couldn't you have just offered to, like, P.S. I didn't break your tow rope. Your tow rope broke.
Yeah.
Sue that company. Go slash their tires.
Right.
God, I hate people.
There is that.
Especially mudders.
Okay.
Thank you, DJ.
Why don't mud?
Ashley?
Yeah.
Stuck.
So we had the bomb cyclone, you know, last year.
Oh, yeah.
We had a snow day because I'm a teacher. So I was like, you know, it's not even snowing. This is no big deal. I'm going to go get my nails done. So I leave and I'm like, you know, everything's great. I get done on my way back. I can't see anything. And I end up getting stuck for over 30 hours in my truck. Like, I kept calling the fire department. They're 30. Like, we'll be there in 2 hours. 2 hours.
Yeah, but your nails looked awesome.
Oh, my God, look how dazzling my nails are.
No, my nails got ruined from it all because
I had to
through the snow. I had to climb out of my truck into somebody else's car because I ran out of gas and was freezing. And it took forever for the National Guard. It was so dumb. I'll never get my nails done.
See, that's forgotten the bomb cyclone, clearly. We bailed out of here at a certain point, and I'm like, why is everybody such a what? And then it's like, whoosh! And like, I was out on Pena, and you could not see anything. And you're like, oh.
Well, we got stuck behind some chick who got her nails done.
Oh, yeah, you could just see her. She was all bedazzled.
I was not at the front. There were people in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not me.
Serves you right, Ashley.
Oh.
Thank you for your stuck call. Brittany's up next. Brittany?
Yay.
Stuck.
I got stuck in a porta potty when I was like 9 or 10 years old.
Oh, God, it makes my eyes, my brain hurt.
Right.
How?
Hot day ranch type auction that we were at. Oh. My mom told me not to lock the door when I went in, and I locked the door. And as I am banging and screaming, crying on the other side of the door, my mom and my sister were laughing at me. And some nice old man came and explained to me how to unlock the door because it was
a courtesy flush in there,
dude. Hot,
I
day.
Know. Yeah. Oh,
just
oh,
rising fumage. It's oh God,
damn.
I would rather do anything in the world than be stuck in there. Thank you, Brittany. Kim.
Yay!
Stuck.
I got stuck in a Victoria's Secret fitting room for 45 minutes.
That's heaven. Oh.
For you, no. Oh, okay. How? Isn't it just a curtain?
Right.
It was a door. They were going through construction, and the door jamb got stuck. But everything was, like, off center. Everything wasn't at 90 degree. I wound up having to stuff my butt through underneath the door after 45 minutes. And
it's like a bathroom stall, right?
There's
there's enough of a gap, but you got, yeah.
Well, it was a very, very small gap, and I'm very well endowed, and I definitely had to squish through the door.
Yeah. You looked hot.
I'm so sorry that you had to endure the pain of being stuck in there, and then Steve's standing there going, slower. Come out slower. Did they compensate you for that? I feel like they got to throw a bra at you.
Pretty decent. I got a good discount for my purchase for the day.
Yeah,
that's nice. Well worth being wedged in the dressing room. Thank you, Kim. D.
Yes.
Yay. Where'd you get stuck?
So it wasn't me. It was actually my sister. We were working at the same location, and she got stuck in an elevator at our work and then came back to our floor freaking out, you know, telling us her whole story about it. And I convinced her that it was all caught on camera and was viral on YouTube. And she was freaking out.
So she's going through enough psychological pain already, and you're just like, let me pile on here.
I did. I totally did. And I had all of our coworkers convincing her too, and telling her that they all saw it and everything. She was like, you have to take it down. You have to take it down. No. I'm like, I can't control it.
It's viral. Once it's viral, it's just out there.
Well played.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.